This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to this vital John Bound report. BLM is a globalist occupying force that you can't fight or you're racist. Here it is.
Mindfulness, bro. Mindfulness.
What are you?
I just told you what I was. What are you? What are you in question? Everywhere you go, you invade, steal, rape, rob, and kill us.
Oh, really?
Then you steal people's culture. Then you have to have an attitude about it. Where's our reparation?
Anti-black racism is not only happening in the United States. It's actually happening all across the globe. And what we need now more than ever is a human rights movement that challenges systemic racism in every single context.
Some white people may have to die.
You stick with that?
Yeah. I'm confused on why that's so controversial.
This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officer.
What is Black Lives Matter? To the average unsuspecting American, they have presented themselves as the enemies of liberty, enemies of private property, and enemies of the rule of law. The sway Black Lives Matter has over our country right now has become that of an occupying force.
And I pointed out, because I'd gone to the Black Lives Matter website, that they were Marxists. It looked like, you know, that the planks came from the Communist Manifesto. They were talking about overthrowing the state. And at that time, I said that Black Lives Matter was a destructive force in our society, and it was a problem. And I caught a lot of grief for saying that. Now the founders of Black Lives Matter, they've come out. They've come out as Marxists.
I also think that it might, the first thing I think is that we actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
And Black Lives Matter is supported by forces that would like nothing more than to occupy the United States in some way, shape, or form. Soros's largely unchallenged social manipulation maneuvers via the Open Society Foundations engineers Black Lives Matter. As the Daily Caller wrote, one of the group's biggest donors is the Tides Foundation, a nonprofit funded by billionaire progressive philanthropist George Soros. Communist Hollywood propagandizing China supports Black Lives Matter. Silicon Valley and the United Nations support Black Lives Matter. And of course, sycophantic globalist corporate wannabe overlords support Black Lives Matter. And who can forget when the moronic Democrats paraded their pseudo-solidarity by unwittingly wearing the African scarves identified with a slave industry African nation, while the entertainment of the left celebrates Black Lives Matter only to face the facts once their beloved Hamilton is revealed to actually be a celebration of the very people they despise. Black Lives Matter is merely a successful catchphrase to strengthen the planks of communism that already exist in the United States in varying degrees. A violent, creeping political statement ignited by the Weather Underground's anti-imperialism prairie fire documents of the early 1970s, which has morphed into the Antifa and BLM of today. As the Gateway Pundit reported, violent domestic terrorist Bill Ayers is officially linked to Antifa through his group, Refuse Fascism. Refuse Fascism, a fascist organization that wishes to inhibit and deny the speech of conservatives, is partly funded by George Soros. It has organizers like Bill Ayers, and it is targeting youth across the country with the intention of indoctrinating and brainwashing individuals who nascent politically. Though it arrived with hushed overtones from the leftist media rather than a bold announcement, Black Lives Matter revealed their ridiculous demands, and it reads like a modern-day Weather Underground communist takeover. Judge this movement by its fruit, a tree rooted in treason, withering with death and hate. John Bounds reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely loaded for bear today. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please spread the word. The July 4th mega sale ends on July 12th. Storewide free shipping. Double Patriot points. Double 50% off all these best-selling items, including a bunch that have been sold out for months and are back in limited supply, like Winter, Summer Vitamin D3 and Vitamin K for your immune system. Sold out, back in stock. Ultra 12, high-quality B12, 50% off, sold out for months. Bodies, the best-seller, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Concentrated Turmeric, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time. Double Patriot points and free shipping. Survival Shield X3, Vitamineral Fusion, VasoBeats, DNA Force, all 50 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support of the InfoWar and give you a hat tip and say you're smart to take care of yourself and your family's immune systems. This is such a 360 win, so thank you all for your support. God bless. Joining us with 112 days out from the election. It is Monday, July 13th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here myself for the next 4 hours live, and we're going to open the phones up throughout the entire broadcast to take your phone calls, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Okay. Everything is going into high gear. We have big news on the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell pedophile front. We have massive COVID-19 intensifying lockdown news coming up as Trump finally takes the gloves off and begins to really expose what a compromised fraud Fauci, who's been at the NIH for over 40 years as a globalist operative, is. You don't just argue with him about his fake facts. You destroy and discredit him. You sideline him and then destroy him, as I've been saying for 5 months. Trump is now doing it. That is very positive news. He deserves to be in prison, not directing the collapse of this country. That's coming up next segment. And the incredible fear-mongering around it. New flu strain, new COVID strain, new swine strain. If something's killing elephants, it may kill us. Run for the hills. But only the United States. Only the United States has to stay shut down. And notice now the blue states can open back up. It's only Texas and Florida and Arizona and a few other areas like that. It's all political. That is coming up. We also have the key to victory in cancel culture, doubling down against it and not backing down. Boycott Goya food sales surge as Trump supporters clean out store shelves. Remember when Chick-fil-A wouldn't back down to the LGBTP crew saying you shouldn't be closed on Sunday. Christianity hurts our feelings. Their sales roughly doubled the next year. Now the sun's taken over and has thrown out all to the wind and their sales are slumping. But that's just the way this operates. I wonder if Goya food, now that their food's being sold off the shelves, will back down and worship the SJWs. That's all coming up. And a huge raft of Black Lives Matter leftist organizations, it's just a big umbrella for communist and Soros and UN organizations, and now that's becoming crystal clear to everybody, and they've been caught, Black Lives Matter connected individuals, staging more false flags against themselves. So we're going to be going through all of that, the latest with Maxine Waters and more today. Also, speaking of false flags, more people are being caught claiming they had COVID for attention and then turning out they didn't have COVID, like the NBC news contributor, Dr. Joseph Fair, who would pop in on all these shows how he had COVID, but he did not have COVID. The age of the false flag is upon us, but the people of the world are waking up in a big, big way. Now, again, I don't very often air a report 2 days in a row, but on the Sunday show I aired this. It's so important. I want to air it again, and I want to encourage listeners. This is not a spectator sport. This is mortal combat against the globalists. To share the very important report the truth behind the mask, that is at band.video in the Greg Reese section. You go to band.video, just the word band, then the dot, then video, and you go to the left-hand corner where there's three lines, click that. It will load up all the channels and hosts and reporters and special events, and you'll see Greg Reese. It's right there for you. It's got 180,000 views. That's great. Since Saturday, since yesterday, but that's not enough. It needs 5 million views like our top video has. That's how we defeat the globalist. That's how we move the ball down the field. And remember, you only get information like this at band.video. It's banned on YouTube. It's banned on Facebook. It's banned on Twitter. They don't want you to see information like this because it's powerful. And all these virologists and all these epidemiologists and all these top scientists and doctors and nurses that have witnessed the fraud of COVID-19, all the different scams involved with it, they're all being banned on Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube as well, but their videos live on at band.video. I routinely go, this will be banned, and it is banned. It's got 2 or 3 million views, medical doctor laying out facts. It's gone because they have to shut up because the UN and Fauci are the bosses. They are the masters. They are the kings. They're the only ones that get to speak. But as it comes out that Fauci's invested in all the major vaccines that Gates is involved in, and it turns out he was involved in AIDS drugs. And it turns out he's been there, 78 years old, since the 70s. This bureaucrat that thinks he's president is in a lot of trouble. But we're in a lot of trouble, as the economic numbers I have show that we are barreling towards a major depression if things don't reverse. All right, we're going to go to this special report, then to break, and then back with the globalist army, Black Lives Matter. And what an intelligent name for it. It's not really black people. It's mainly white folks. But then if you say no to them, you're racist. Here is the report.
First, we were told that wearing masks would do more harm than good, which is what the science still supports. But now, even as the COVID-19 pandemic is turning out to be less harmful than the seasonal flu, we are being told to wear the mask. Austin, Texas has threatened a $2,000 fine for those not wearing the mask, and have even suggested that we wear the mask while at home.
We still need people to wear the mask in public. We still need people to keep social distance and isolation. But Ryan, the one thing I want to try to get across today is we need to do that when we're in our homes also.
Science tells us that these masks are doing nothing but hurting our natural immune system. So why is it so important that we wear the mask? If one were to look at what is happening as if it were a massive initiation ritual, then things may begin to make more sense. The initiation ritual can be found throughout all of human history. We find it in ancient tribes and religions, all the way up to modern gangs, fraternities, and in the military. Psychological studies have taught us how initiation rituals work. Primarily, how they increase a person's desire to conform to the group they are being initiated into. The ritual is almost always the same. First, the initiate is isolated. Their familiar everyday routines are disrupted, and their normal rules of living are altered. The initiates are made to look the same. Their heads may be shaved, they may be given matching outfits, or they may be instructed to wear a mask. These techniques symbolically strip the initiate of their unique identity, so they can cease seeing themselves as an individual and begin seeing themselves as part of the group. The wearer of the mask loses his previous identity and assumes a new one. The initiate is then subjected to just enough trauma to put them in a mild state of cognitive dissonance. This dissonance puts the initiate into a state of confusion and anxiety. They are now ready to be transformed into a member of the initiating group. In their isolation, thoughts they have ignored or buried for years suddenly become unavoidable. Emotions are triggered, and a new window of thought is opened within the initiate's mind. And in this state, the new normal is introduced. This worldwide initiation ritual is creating a massive separation in humanity. The obedient and the defiant are being drawn apart like a chemistry purification experiment. And it would seem that the obedient ones are being initiated into something. The new normal. The new age. The new world order. A world where science no longer matters. A world where blind obedience is all that is respected. And if this is a worldwide initiation ritual, then we can certainly expect the obedient initiated to be turned against the rest of us. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Consortium openly trying to break down our society and tear us apart. They've been caught admitting it. They brag about it. Hell, it's out in the open now. It's not just in the WikiLeaks. But just look at some of these headlines before I go to some of these shocking videos. Police. Student BLM activist at Texas A&M left racist notes on his own car in viral hate crimes hoax. Because this individual believes the only way they can have an identity like Jussie Smollett is to be a victim. Can you imagine if you don't believe you have any choices in the world, or you believe that you're so deficient that you've got to go out and be a victim so you can be given special allotment? And because no one's doing it, instead everybody's actually rolling the red carpet out for you. You see Jussie Smollett and Bubba Wallace and nobody, if it pulls, he's getting in trouble. You go ahead and do it yourself. I see more than 10 articles a day where Democrat politicians, you name it, get caught doing this. And now it's down to the grassroots. And when I go out on the streets, I don't care if they're black or they're white. I haven't had yet any Hispanics do a false flag. But they will come over, an old man in a wheelchair, and pinch me harder than hell, where I got a little purple mark on my stomach, hoping I turn around and punch him in the face so they can videotape it and then edit it. And there are two liberals videotaping while it happens, or leftists. I mean, that's a culture of criminal evil. Where imagine you go around trying to frame people so you can be the good guy and they can be the bad guy. But that's what all the studies show. Hundreds and hundreds of studies. They're all the same. The left is mentally ill. The left steals more, way more. The left doesn't give to charity, but tells you they do. They're just trash. They know America cares about not being racist. They know America cares about being good to the poor. They know America wants to stand up against evil. We're not perfect, but on average, we've been one of the best countries. And so these soulless people punch our buttons and jerk our chains. A great example is up on Infowars.com. We'll cover it next segment. The Democrats came out and said that, much of their operatives said that Trump's campaign shirt of an American eagle carrying an American flag in its feet is Nazi, and then showed the Nazi eagle. Of course, you know, the Nazis copied our eagle, our Art Deco eagle, that was an American style on federal buildings before Hitler ever went to power. And, of course, there's a big article showing all of that on InfoWars. It's ridiculous. It's an eagle. It's got an American flag it's sitting on. You know, the Mexican eagle's got a snake it's captured. Is it Nazi? This is what the left does. They take every symbol and they appropriate it, they expropriate it, and then they tell you you're bad. And the left is now defending this, even though it turns out Nancy Pelosi has her campaign symbol is an eagle with a symbol under it. It has nothing to do with that. The Israeli symbol on their fighter jets is an eagle. Are they Nazis too? Saddam Hussein's symbol was an eagle. The eagle is the most common symbol for a nation. Next is the star. Next is a tree. I looked it up this morning. And next is the sun. The eagle is used in Asia. It's used in Russia. Double-headed, meaning both sides of the empire, both the Pacific and the Atlantic. The Germans. You know, Hitler didn't come up with it either. The Germans have been using the eagle since Roman legions left 1,600 years ago, and the Germans adopted it. In fact, there's a 1,600-year-old eagle right there. Ooh, look at Pelosi with her Nazi eagle. Sorry, I'm digressing. I said next segment. But see, they're assailing all knowledge because all knowledge can only be approved by them. In fact, look here. I have a piece of art, one of my favorite pieces of art. It's a sculpture of angel wings. I like it because it looks like a Roman standard, but it's not gold. It's different. I've looked for another piece of art like it. Can't find it. It's a symbol of the transcendence. The spirit doesn't die. The body can die. So you can fear death all day, but if your spirit's with God, you will transcend. Is that Nazi now? That's just how they change the subject because they can't win the argument. They're jamming. Like if you have a radio communication going out, people are listening to in a war, they can't counter it with propaganda. They counter it with jamming the signal. And you're like, hey, I'd like to live in a free country. Shut up, Nazi. Hey, I like the American flag. Shut up, Nazi. You know, Satanists use upside down stars. Does that mean we're Satanists because the flag has 50 upright stars, pinnacles? Again, that's all they do at colleges and high school everywhere is now attack. Oh, 2 + 2 might not equal 4. That's racist. You know, that doesn't make sense. YouTube, you know, put strikes on channels that have live chess that say white knight takes black pawn. That actually got him a strike. Well, you can't take a black pawn. You can't say a black is a pawn. What mental illness is that? Yes, there's an ancient Roman coin with the eagle. Pretty powerful symbol for your country. Oh, but because Hitler used it, nobody can ever use an eagle again. Not Mexico, not the United States, not Iraq, not the Russians, not anybody. In fact, I saw a bunch of comments even on InfoWars the other day. I wore this shirt I've had like 20 years. It has an American eagle on it with 20 stars around it. I just like the T-shirt. I got it. I like America. I like eagles. I'm proud of my country. They're like, that's Jones being Masonic with an eagle code because the Masons use it. Again, they're making everyone superstitious about information. Sorry, I only got into one article. I've literally got more. Oh, look at that Nazi flag. I've literally got, ladies and gentlemen, 20 different articles at least on BLM and Soros funding it all and just the total insanity. And we're going to cover it when we come back and play these clips. But my head's spinning. By the way, I keep saying this is the last day. That's not a sales tactic. It's because I don't have a new sale. We have a new product that's in for like a week, and I haven't had time to go cut the ad for it. So even though we're about to sell out of all these products, and they told me, no, they won't be back in for months, sell them at full price to fund us, get rid of the sale, I haven't because there's not a new sale. So today is the last day. By tomorrow morning, this afternoon, I'm cutting the ads. There will be a new product up for sale, but the big, huge mega sale will be over. So I would say you want store-wide free shipping. You want double Patriot points. You want to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You want to get Winter Sun with the vitamin D3 and the vitamin K taken out of the tongue. That's so good for your immune system, your body, period. You want to get the DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Again, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping. You want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. You want to get Lung Cleanse, 50% off. Survival Cell X3, all of it, 50% off. Azobeats. Take advantage of it now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. And it will be ending sometime tonight or tomorrow morning. Because I absolutely have to end the special because a lot of these things are close to selling out and they won't come in for months. And again, my business guy explains, you want to sell it closer to full price, Alex, and fund the operation, so stop the sale. So it will end. I must end this special, our extended July 4th special, by Monday the 12th. That is our drop-dead date. It absolutely has to happen because a lot of these products that have been sold out, we can only get limited supplies of them because the supply chain is breaking down. Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. Ultra 12, high quality B12 taken out of the tongue. Sold out for months, back in stock, 50% off. Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, super strong turmeric concentration. Sold out for months, back in stock, limited amount, 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping. It's the same thing with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Survival Shield X3, and so much more. And it funds the information war. The globalists want you sick and weak and dumbed down. They don't want you to know what God has given us all through Mother Nature. These products are powerful. Many of you have tried them and reordered them and love them. Many of you haven't. The sale ends just a few days, so take action now and get free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
The globalists over destroying our country from the brink of destruction. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday, July 13th, 2020 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to open the phones up in the entire second and third hour. Then Gerald Salente's in the fourth hour ahead of the War Room, and 3 hours of a great transmission with the one, the only, Owen Schroyer. Okay, so let's plunge right into it. Let's just run through these headlines. Police, student BLM activist at Texas A&M left racist notes on his own car in viral hate crimes hoax. And there are so many of these now. Have you noticed how 99% of them are staged? I mean, when are there really people doing this? I mean, Americans know that's not the way this country's going to go. We know the powerful corporations are trying to divide us. Who really goes around and does this? Student Isaiah Martin, who openly advocates for Black Lives Matter on his Twitter account, posted pictures, the social platform, in June showing three notes on his car windshield, one reading "All Lives Matter," one reading "You Don't Belong Here," and a third containing a racial slur. Probably put up to it by Antifa operatives. It's the same group. I'll show you documents in a moment. Because they want to make the idea of all lives matter, Martin Luther King, common sense, tying that to Nazis. This is ADL run, I'm sure. And, of course, he's now been caught doing it. Goes into all of that. University training students to confront personal relationship to white supremacy, to teach you that you are a white supremacist, to say you're guilty, to say you're bad, and to say that you have less worth until you go into their political control and start denouncing others. That's a big InfoWars.com article. Students and professor team at the University of Florida teamed up to create a week-long training called Academics for Black Survival and Wellness. And you go into announcing that you are inherently bad, that whiteness is bad. This is happening all over the world, not just in the U.S. I hope someone kills your effing family. This is coming up. BLM radical shouts at Portland police. That video is coming up. Washington Redskins officially retire name logo. There you go, saying a team's based on folks and giving them a name like that's a bad thing. It's not bad to call a guy that's out in the sun that's white a redneck, or it's not bad. I guess Larry the Cable Guy's got to get rid of his whole shtick. Or the other guy that says you might be a redneck. Look at this. Maxine Waters, Trump and supporters ensuring blacks do not rise to any level of influence or power. We're going to play that clip first here in a moment. Going back to what I mentioned, USA Today slammed for repeating idiotic claim that Trump campaign T-shirts has Nazi symbol. USA Today's editor actually put an article out decrying the president for putting out a campaign ad with a black man wearing the really good-looking, cool shirt. And I'll let you know a little bit of a secret. Last Friday, I said, I want the official final shirt of campaign 2020 to be an eagle, somehow with an American flag. Maybe it's standing on it, or maybe it's behind it. But I want stars around it, like a blue T-shirt I've had for many years I wear on air that's got an eagle on it. And boom, I wasn't even aware of this triggering shirt. So we're going to make one similar, but even better. I think we're going to have the Betsy Ross flag that the eagle is standing on, and then I think we're going to have the Betsy Ross flag on the right shoulder, and then Win 2020 on the back with InfoWars.com. Be particularly triggering, but there's that. And now this. Of course, in the case of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, when they have the iron clenched fist of the communists, they say that's why they have that. But continue. George Soros donates $220 million to radical BLM groups, including Movement to End Police as We Know It, close quote. Gateway Pundit. But remember, they've had news articles saying Jones is crazy. Fact check, Soros doesn't fund Antifa or BLM. No, he just funds Refuse Fascism, the group that funds them. It'd be like if I gave $20 to one of the crew members and said, please ask my assistant to go get me lunch. Did I pay for the lunch, or did the person hand it off the $20 pay for the lunch? It's all semantical games. Here's another one. Leftist Islamists and BLM radicals accuse St. Louis Catholics of holding white nationalist rally. We're going to show you that incredible video coming up as well. Government-funded youth groups, foster care providers, agitate for George Floyd. All the major unions, all the major groups, organized, weaponized. They'll always have one black person up at the front as the tip of the spear, as the masthead, as the figurehead, saying you can't oppose us or you're against black people. AOC says skyrocketing crime in New York City caused by poor people shoplifting bread, murders, stabbings, killings. All of it, she says, is caused by people shoplifting bread. Isn't that like some Tolstoy novel? College Democrats, Satanists, and witches team up to shut down Young Conservative Texas chapter. I'm not kidding. The group's teamed up to shut it down. Can't do that. University of North Texas, because they're such good liberals. I want to get to the young white mother killed by Black Lives Matter mob for reportedly saying all lives matter when they came back questioning, you know, are you with us? She said, yes, but all lives matter as well. Well, you get shot in the head for that. Barely getting covered in the news. I want to hit Maxine Waters, but since we talk about violence, let's show the footage from last week that's gotten no attention of three white people being stabbed for no reason by a racist, crazy black man on a New York subway. Let's play that footage, and we'll show New York City mayor now has to backtrack after there's footage of police backing down and then being taunted and choked out by crazy crowds. But first, let's go to the stabbing. Look at this white privilege. Get up. Look at this old man. What a tough guy. He can stab old men. And by the way, police are not prosecuting any of this now. Now, if you go watch The Joker, I told you it would cause all this. It's got subliminal messages, overt messages, the newspaper headlines, murdering innocent white people on buses, on trains. It's all a race war programming manual. And the media attacked me and said Jones is insane 6 months ago, but 6 months later, no one's laughing because it's all been pre-programmed, all beta tested around the country for at least a decade by Obama and George Soros. Here is New York City mayor now calls for unity after viral video shows man putting Bronx cop in chokehold, choking him down. I have dozens of videos of white cops, black cops, Hispanic cops being surrounded by angry racial mobs saying you're bad because you're the police. Here it is.
Why you pop in shame? You can't afford that. You can't. Oh, you just pushed him, bro. What's up with you, bro? You just pushing niggas, bro. You mad pussy, bro.
Let's stop right there. And it's not a big deal, but this morning I got up, and there's an article in InfoWars about this chokeout article, and then it shows another choking event. And then I sent emails. I said, hey, we need, or text messages, we need to update this with the right one. So when we come back, we're going to get that for you. Because, hey, what ends well, as they say. And then we're going to show that. And then I'm going to show you the footage and the newscast about the white woman being shot to death. And the point is, there's now 12-1 black-on-white crime. And the media is encouraging it. And so some deranged, criminal, mentally ill black people, not even a large minority, but a very active, vicious, small minority of black folks, are going out, mainly black males, about 13 to 25, and targeting white people with knockout games and shooting them in the head and stabbing them. And this is all going on. And the media is all busy covering it up. And you've got to ask yourself, well, why is that? Well, hell, in Europe, they arrest you if you point out that a brown person hurts a white person. It's part of a larger agenda. The left has a plan. We'll break it all down on the other side. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. NewsWars.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Infinity clear about something. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You just tuned in. I don't sit here and say that I care about brown people, black people, pink people, polka dotted people, speckled people, humans, because I'm some virtue signaler. I genuinely want to see humanity work together. I genuinely want to see us all use our skills together to go to the stars and beyond. And I hate watching the really satanic, pedophile, Satanist at the top play us off against each other, and I'm really tired of it. That said, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had a lot of black friends as I played sports, and they thought I was crazy when my parents would drop me off in, you know, their neighborhood. Because that area, Rockwall, Texas, had an area that was the older part of town, from the older part of the city, and it was mainly the black part of town, and there were some racist black people there. And I got attacked a few times. My parents are like, well, that's how you make your child tough, kind of old-fashioned. I guarantee you there aren't any black people out there probably walking around that have been, let's not exaggerate. I mean, I gotten over 100 fights with black people. And almost every time they initiated it. And, you know, I'd beat up some guy my age when I was like 15, and then his brother who was out of prison would catch me at McDonald's, and, you know, it would get into a really bad situation. And that'll teach you how to fight when somebody's trying to kill you. So I guarantee you, there's no black people out there that have ever had 100 white people start fights with you. Maybe you ran into a couple racist white people here or there. I mean, I know how the KKK is. You know, my family's got property out in East Texas, and in the wrong town, you walk into a Dairy Queen with a good-looking girl on your arm, two or three pickup trucks will pull up, and these guys will strut in, and they'll go, usually teenagers or college guys, and go, "This is our town. Are you in the such and such?" And if you don't know what that means, then, you know, they're like, "Well, you need to watch yourself." And I'm the type of guy back then, I'll say, "How about I take you outside and literally beat the living hell out of all three of you?" So I've been around it, okay? And I had the KKK mess with me twice. Twice. And they acted just like the racist black people. It's all tribal gang crap. And I don't know. I mean, you go in the wrong Mexican bar, they're probably not going to throw you out because you're a white guy or a black guy. But if you mess with them, they'll stab you to death. I mean, if you disrespect them. I never really had trouble with Mexicans until one time four of them broke my leg. But that was over a girl. The point is that I've lived in the real world. And so I see these leftists raised in these big high-rise buildings that don't ever even get out, and they're trying to manipulate us all with this race stuff. Everybody that's literally been on the real streets of Dallas, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, or Detroit, Michigan, or Los Angeles, California, or Washington, D.C., knows all this race crap is a load of bull. And if you're a black person in the wrong area of a black neighborhood, you're going to get hurt by black males who everybody in that neighborhood doesn't like, but who are in a gang. And the same thing goes if you're white. So let's all just cut through the crap and get down to what the reality is. Anybody that's lived in the real world and isn't in some globalist high-rise, glow-in-the-dark, leftist, you know, suburb or wherever they're at, this isn't real. We're not buying this. And we all, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, we see right through it. Because we know it's a load of crap. People have their issues. People have their problems. It is affluent white people who are projecting their, not even racism, their fear of the unknown. I know a lot of leftists. They don't really leave their houses, most of them. Most of them are very unhealthy, and they live in fantasy land. Now, that's a stereotype, but that's the biggest portion, and the studies show it. So that's why their propaganda isn't as successful as they think, because it isn't based in the real world. Now, there is a certain thug class of gangster, and you've seen the footage out of churches in New York, St. Louis, you name it, where you'll see a bunch of convict-looking white people and convict-looking black people all strutting around just like convicts. Just, you know, you pull up a gas pump, man, you can tell a real hardened, violent convict just by how they act. Look at that guy in purple, that white guy. I mean, he is thugging out, man. So are the black people. They're scum. They go into church, scream and yell at a multiracial church, call them white supremacists, shove people, try to start a fight. That's because there wasn't a dad at home to beat their ass when they acted like that. Those people are a joke. But you're then going to have cases like this one where black people are coming up. This is happening in Austin. You've seen the footage of white people doing it too. And in Utah and in Colorado and in California, people come up to your car and say, "Black Lives Matter." And if you don't smile and say yes, they pull you out, attack you, or shoot you. And now they're going to Catholic churches and coming into them and saying, "You're white supremacist," until they see the person giving the rosary is a black woman. That's how crazy all of this has gotten. And Soros is sitting back laughing. Imagine being 24-year-old Jessica Dottie Whitaker. Reportedly, a group of black young males come up to her. She's a mother. She's dead, Dottie Whitaker. And then when she says all lives matter, they go back, get a gun, and shoot her in the head. And she's dead now. You're not going to hear about her on the national news, but this is the true racial attack. And this is what Rachel Maddow and Van Jones and all of them have created this atmosphere and done this. Well, there's a litmus test, just like with the Christians back in Rome. Deny Jesus Christ or we're going to kill you. Throw you into the lions. He said, I do not deny Jesus Christ, they kill you. Well, now, say only Black Lives Matter. Run by a group controlled by George Soros that actually runs the abortuaries targeting black people. It's so sick. Let George Soros steal black people's identity for their own good. Or we're going to kill you. And she paid for saying what Martin Luther King would say. She's dead. Here's the local newscast.
According to the victim's family, the shooting here on the canal started with an argument over race. Eventually, the two sides separated and walked away from each other until witnesses claim the killer opened fire from a nearby bridge and then ran away. An argument over Black Lives Matter and language led to a confrontation and eventually gunfire early Sunday morning.
It was squashed. They went up the hill, left, and thought they left, but they were just sitting on St. Clair Street and waiting for us to come under the bridge. And that's when she got shot.
Jose admits he returned fire but didn't hit anyone and says his fiance, Jessica Doty Whitaker, leaves behind a little boy.
I think she shouldn't have lost her life. She's got a 3-year-old son. She loves dearly.
Explaining to Jessica's son that he'll never see his mom again has been the hardest part for the family.
It's hard to tell him his mom's in heaven. When you want to talk to mom, you got to look up and say, I love you, mom.
Just 1 week earlier, two people were shot on the same part of the canal. During one of those shootings, a 14-year-old identified as Curtis White Jr. died during an attempted armed robbery.
Our message is that the canal is still a safe place to go.
The IMPD partners with state police,
no,
the Parks Department, and the Department of Metropolitan Development to patrol different areas along the canal. Police have added
that's enough of it. And of course, they haven't caught who did it, and the police are overwhelmed, and it's not their fault. Even if you're armed, you're not safe. You just saw that. Let me tell you, East Austin's not safe. Downtown Austin's not safe. There's murders all the time, robbing, stabbing, shootings. Most of it's racial. Nothing is going to be done about it. These areas are not safe. Don't let anybody lie to you. Any leftist city is not safe. Period. Because control has been lost. And that's what I tell my son, who's almost 18. I said, son, where he got, you know, attacked, and he was in a gas station getting some food at 11 at night, and a crazy black guy came in there and started attacking everybody, and Rex, you know, helped knock him down and stop him. And the police did nothing when they got there. They said, he said, I'm BLM. And the police said, you're allowed to attack people. Grab people, slam their heads and things, start robbing the place. The Austin police said, whoa, you're Black Lives Matter? Yes, sir. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. And so you need to understand that when you tell, if you told a group of white people you're allowed to do whatever you want, there'd be crazy white people out doing this. Well, they told black people, kill and murder, do whatever you want. Most black people are like, well, I'm not going to do that. But there are a bunch of crazy black people out there that will do it. So just be warned, everybody. All right, this is the final day. It is the final day. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Get your X3, get your body's ultimate trimming formula. I got to end today. I've extended it out. Got some new specials tomorrow, but InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.